Psalm 199, verse 98. Psalm 199, verse, I'm sorry, 119, I meant to say. Thank you, man. Psalm 119, verse 98. Look at this scripture, beloved. Psalm 119, verse 98. 98. Hallelujah. We are looking at the comfort of the scriptures. Can I tell you a secret? If you suffer a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of confusion, don't look outward. Don't look outward. It's derived from, you know, the fact that there is nothing to assail or assuage, I'm sorry, that anxiety. The cure for all those things I talked to you about is the Word of God. He said that you, through the comfort of the Scripture, through the comfort of the Scripture. Now, look at this story. He said, thou, talking about God, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than my enemies. So they challenged me, they confronted me, but using the utensil of your word, I was found to not be caught by them. They were found to be fools. That's one. Look at the next verse. I have more understanding than Almighty. They taught me. But when they taught me, I mingle what I'm taught with. You remember how the Bible says the word was not mixed with faith in, yeah, my people. Now, so when they communicated it, I mingled it with your testimony, because he said, for thy testimonies are my meditation. And then I communicated back to my teachers what they taught me. And they found that they didn't have enough insight, like I now brought out. Are you here? He said, I have more, they were my teachers, but I mingle what they taught me with your testimonies. The commandment of God, the testimonies of God, the precepts of God, the word of God, they are all derivatives of the word. Are you here? Look at the last one, verse 100. Even the ancient people had been on it before I showed up. My God, I understand more than the ancients, those who had landmarks in the trade, those who are aged. When they see me, they discover when I interpret their proverb back to them. Oh my God, they discover that, you know, before you sit down, some time ago I had a situation. Because testimonies, you said, because I meditate on your testimonies. Somebody reported me to higher authority, citing that I'm not doing well. So I was invited. And as I was, by the Holy Spirit, communicating, they discovered that those who indicted me were wrong. And they told me, go and be doing what you are doing. Lift up your hands to God. Say, give me understanding, Lord, let me live. Give me understanding, the comfort of the scriptures. In fact, while I was in that council, they told me, they paused. The lady paused and said, all these things you are saying, it's not man that, what is coming out of your, it was God. It was supposed to be a session. To take me down. And the lady paused and looked at me. He said, this thing you are saying, I don't think man taught you this thing. He said, go back and be doing. They didn't say I should change anything. That's the power in the word of God. My people, you need help. All of us. Because this common sense cannot distinguish anybody. You only bring out common. I mean, you're operating in a sense everybody has. Lift up your hands and say, give me understanding, Lord, let me live. Give me understanding, Lord, let me live. I, through thy commandment, am wiser. Father, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. You remember the story of Jesus? It was brought before Pilate, and so much was said against him. And after Pilate interrogated him, he turned to his accuser, to those who brought him. He said, I see nothing in this man. My dear family, we all need help through the comfort of the scriptures. Please put this down if you have a pen. Whoever does not do what God says is a fool. Whoever does not do what God says is a fool. Whoever does not do what God says is a fool. Luke chapter 7, verse 28. The scripture, not 28. Let's go to in that scripture, Jesus said, whoever heareth these words of mine and does not do it, I will liken him to a foolish man. Help me find it if you can, please. Whoever hears these words of mine and does not do it is a fool, is a foolish man. You see, my elder brother, thank God for his life. I have great respect and admiration for him. As a young boy, he smoked. He's 24. Oh, it's Matthew. Thank you. Thank you. Did you see that? He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Let's go to 27 now. So if you do what God says, you are a wise man. It may not look right, but you will be proved right. Hallelujah. Look at verse 27 now. Listen to this. He said, everyone, Muslim, fire may be coming out of your mouth, claiming you are speaking in tongues. But if you don't do what God says, because through your commandment, I'm made wiser. Now, he said, everyone that heareth these words of these sayings of mine and doeth them not. And you know, because I talk about it, does not mean I'm exempted, right? We are all at the same weather. You know what I'm saying? You can preach the Bible from generation, and if you are not a doer of it, you're a fool. Now, he said here, he said, I will liken him unto a... You know, my brother, when we're young, he smoked. My mother was so mad and angry. She did all she could. It didn't happen. One day, you know, he won't smoke at home. He smoked on the street. One day, he was smoking. He didn't know my mom was coming at the back. You know, we didn't have a car, so... We all work at meet. So my mom was coming behind him. And my mom didn't even know he was smoking, but he saw him going. So it was doing like this. Then my mom saw the smoke. You know, the zeal and the, you know, passion of a mother. My mom ran after her. Bura, bura, bura. She forgot that there is fire in the stump. You know how he stopped smoking? Had it be you before. He went to see his doctor in the UK, an Indian man, because he told me the story. So the man, he checked them in. You know, their own system is different from our own anyway. What do they call it? GP, God bless you. So the man now, he told him, the man, what is wrong with him. The man called him to himself. He said, you are a fool. Get out of my office. I'm not going to treat you. That was the last day he smoked. He said, when he got to his car, he looked at himself. He said, hey, how that Indian man come? He said, yeah, you are a fool because you smoke. I can't treat you. Go and look for somebody else to treat you. I shared that testimony with us. Hopefully, you know, it will help us not to be a fool. Amen. Because there is comfort in the word of God. So I bring you a word from the Lord today. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Say the wisdom of God. Can I tell you a secret? You see this Bible? This Bible? You may not believe it, but don't throw it away, okay? What I'm going to tell you about this Bible. You see this Bible? Is how God modeled his life if he was a man. And he now give us that model to go and live it out. You didn't catch it. It's like me telling you how I will live. It's like God saying, this is how I will live. I won't steal. I won't do this. Because he won't tell you everything he wanted us to do is so that we can become like. Now, see what the Bible says here. He said, therefore also said the wisdom of God. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. You see that wisdom of God is the scripture. Because what Jesus quoted to them was what the Bible says. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15. So also said the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God says. 2 Timothy. Listen to this. He said, he was writing to Timothy. He said, and that from a child, you Timothy, you have known the word. Which are what? That salvation there is not the salvation of the soul alone. It's salvation from all entreaties of Satan. From all entreaties of Satan. He's able to make you wise unto being saved. Hallelujah. Let's explore quickly the wisdom of God. Number one. God is identified as the only, not one of the wise. Bible identify God as the only wise God. Jude 1:24. So that there is no wisdom or knowledge or trend or fashion or new gen that will make the word of God obsolete. Or say, no, that time has passed. That's in old days. They don't do like that again. Say, the devil is a liar. Bible says the word of God endures forever. He said, whosoever doeth the word of God will abide for life. You will not be out of fashion. See what the Bible says here. But look at what it says. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. How is he going to keep you from falling? By his word. It's not going to be at you, like if you know, if you see me floating, won't you run? I say, God is carrying me. Unto him that is able to preserve or prevent you from tripping through his word, and to present you to himself without blame, because he you did everything he would have done. Hallelujah. Before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That joy is the joy Jesus had when he said, the prince of this world. You know when you hold my people. Daddy, I didn't know that loan is impacting me until it was cancelled. My people, you know, I felt life. I felt like going just to go and buy a new car. I tell you, oh my God, what am I going to do with this money? It's such a brilliant relief. My people, I felt like I've just become a king. Because I look at the tenor of that loan and I know there is no way we won't pay in retirement. Now, that's what happens when you are free from the guilt of being held by Satan. That's the exceeding joy he's talking about there. You see what I'm saying? That long thing really make me to understand that it's an exceeding joy in being free. Say, I'm free. Hallelujah. Through his word. Now look at the next verse, my sister, my dear. Hallelujah. To how many? My people, you want to really live a long, healthy life? Do the word of God. Bible says it will be health to thy navel. It will be marrow to your bones. It will renew your life. You will fear no wrong. You fear no evil. Nobody can offend you. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 165. It said, great peace have they who embrace your law. Who love you. God bless you. Psalm 119, verse 165. Did you see that? Can I tell you something? If you are often and regularly offended, you need comfort from the scripture. You know why? Offenses will come. Are you here? Oh, you don't know. Even if you say you go and live on the top of a tree, one day there will be typhoon. And you say, these people, they chase me here again. No, nobody touch you. It's just the wind. Isn't that what happened to Jonah? When the tree dried up, say comfort of the scriptures. He said, no, I'm telling you so that your life, we can live a life that is prolonged. You know, you think everybody who died at the right time? No. It's not everybody who died that died at the right time. Some people, they call for it. Because God told Adam, the day you eat of it. So we don't know how long he lived. We only know he died the day he stopped obeying. Say, not me. Are you here, my people? He said, great peace. The peace that binds the heart of a man who derives comfort from the word of God. There's nothing you do that will tamper with it. The peace is so overwhelming that it can douse. It can, you know, how many water ending in sea and they cannot dilute its salt? Now that's the nature of peace that we derive from the word of God. Everything that comes into you takes the nature of the peace in you. You will be tolerable with it. You slap me, that's one. You need it. I don't need it. And Bible says, if he slap you on the right side, turn the second one. He said, if you do that back, you cannot extinguish evil like that. You multiply it. It's foolishness. Don't you know, when you slap you and you slap him back, evil become many. Odimelo, Meji. But if he slap you once, and you turn to the other cheek, you have not done evil. So only one person. Say, I hear. I'm sharing this with you so that, and you see, this is not something you stage. It's a renewed life. Hallelujah. Give God the hand clap. Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, it says the law of the spirit of life. Hallelujah. It's an administration. Hallelujah. Just the same way there is a law governing gravity. Will you pray that you come down if you jump? It's unnecessary. You know why? The Lord will help you. See, the Lord will help you. Now, that's how it is when you operate in the law, in the word of God. Bible says that, look at verse 2. Look at verse 8. Verse 2 says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It didn't say set me free. I shared that thing with you before. When Bible says, if you know the truth doesn't set free, because the notion of being set free is where you were held. Are you here? Oh, yeah. I shared with you how I went to Newark Airport without my passport, without my driver's license, and I was held. And the man said, where is your driver's license? I said, I don't have it. Where is my clinic? I don't have it. Where is your insurance? I don't have it. And the man looked at me. He said, move now. Move. He said, because I must impound this car. And Shewa was sitting there. I said, Shewa, let's go. Now, that I was set free because I was held. But you see, when you do the truth, My daughter and I were traveling, we were driving, she was driving, and we saw the policeman. And she was shaking. She said, "Oh, that's the police." I said, "He's not looking for you." Because she was doing the normal speed limit. I said, "You are not, he's not looking for you." Now, you can't be held. So that doing the normal, within the normal speed limit, made you free. Did you catch that? It made you free. It made you a person that cannot be held. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 3:13. Who will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? First Peter 3:13. Who will harm you or who will hold you? Did you see that? Say comfort of the scriptures. Comfort of the scriptures. Comfort of the scriptures. Comfort of the scriptures. You know, I tell my, you know, my people, it takes how many people to fight? Minimum. Okay. If we are two and one is not fighting, is there a fight? Give God the hand clap. Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh! Because when you slap me, you want to trigger a fight. The comfort of the scriptures. He said, if somebody beat you, you say, can I tell you a secret? You know, don't try to win argument, win relationships. Are you here? Are you here? Because if you win the argument, so what will happen? But you see, in B to win argument, the argument doesn't end. Because as you are sending your point, you want to call, you know, two husband and wife were fighting. Comedy type. You know, no, the husband said, the husband was telling the wife that, she didn't go to school. The wife said, then the husband tells the wife, he said, the wife tells the husband, you, your mate, kiniko. I said, you say you go to school. He said, see, you are. You know, things that are not honorable because you are trying to, you know, it's not holy. Don't do that. Can I tell you something? It looks like animal. Sorry to use that. You know, but you see, you don't want to be like that, right? Bible says of Jesus, his voice shall not be heard in the street. His voice shall not be heard in the street. Win relationship. Yeah, if you say turn right and you don't want to turn left, and you turn right, you will still get to where you're going, but you gain that's what the Bible says. He said, if you go and talk to your friend, you gained your friend. Yeah. We don't know how valuable relationships are. Say, I won't be alone. Devil is a bad man. Give God the hand clap. So we are looking at what's the wisdom of God? Number one, God is the only, my people. We see that in John chapter 1, Jude chapter 1, verse 25. Jude chapter 1, verse, God is the only. God is the only, my people. Aya baba baba baba. God is the only. There is no sense you have. There is no argument you have. There is no knowledge you have that can make God wrong. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. There is no wisdom. There is no knowledge. There is no understanding. Did you see that? You see, he's saying here, he said there is nothing that, he said there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, there is no counsel that will make what God tells you to do not right. There will be no counter wisdom anybody can deploy, engage, project. It will meet the wisdom of God in front. Go and ask Satan. Because he thought he had power by death. Because the Bible calls him he that has the power of death. He thought if he kills Jesus, then that thing is done. When God will show up, the Bible says, if the priests of this world had known, hey, they will be shouting, don't take him off, Judas. If anybody tries to, even if Jesus just hit his leg, he will say, no, don't follow. So, just, You, are you here? Say the wisdom of God. Bible says, if the king, if the, and that's how they lost. God is the only. Say, God is the only. My dear family, you can't be wrong if you do what God says. Because that wisdom is the, in fact, see what the Bible says. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. Let's start from verse 25. It's a slightly long read. All right, let me put it up on my, see what the Bible says. It says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. You know, let me tell you a secret about that loan thing, because truly is the wisdom of God. After I put it in, they told me I'm not qualified. So, but by mercy, I had this nudge in my heart that leave it there. Tell somebody, leave it there. Yeah. My people, daddy, they sent me that notice. I didn't pay anything. I said, put me in deference. Give God the anchor. Yeah. Give God the anchor. But thank God he told me to do so. You get what I'm saying? That's the comfort. Don't worry. I didn't do shaka. I didn't do wild man. But whatever he tells you. He said, because the foolishness, what looks, when you conduct yourself like that, you will look like the fool. You look like, you know, you are, some people will say you are in denial using faith. Call it what you want, call it what it is. Call it what, don't say you are weak. Don't say you are strong when you are weak. You are just deceiving yourself. It will be foolishness. He said, you know, I mean, how can somebody, you know, if God said it, then is the truth about it. Give God the answer. He said, because the foolishness of God is wiser. He didn't say than the wisdom of man. Do you know that qualification there? He says, he didn't even say that wiser than the wisdom of men. He says, it's wiser than men. Hallelujah. That is the collage of all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let all men gather to one side. Hallelujah. And they come up with an average wisdom of all men put together. And say, this is the best of our wisdom. Go and ask the principalities of darkness. They rejoiced at the death of Jesus. Because when Jesus was approaching Jerusalem, he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. He said, knowing that all things have been given to the other side, he looked at Jerusalem and he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. And he submitted himself to it. Only that he trusted that God will not leave his soul in hell. Give God the anchor. He said, and the weakness of God is stronger. My people, please, I beg you. I told you that before. If you sense any weakness coming from anywhere, don't look outside. Look inward. You are strengthened by the word of God. See what our sister said this morning against all odds, and then somebody whispered a word through the screen. And you gain energy. You've got the anchor. The weakness of God. It didn't look like that's what anybody should do. But in it is life that you need. Look at the next verse. He said, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh. You don't know how much it means to me. Don't worry. I know what I'm talking about. You know, when I look back all the time, there's no way I could arrange meeting all of you here, because where I'm coming from is my people is far. I, as the under 10, I walk like 5 miles to school with a colony of monkeys, but we were friends. My people, where we live was such a my sister Bomi will know the place. Where we live was inside the middle of a bush. For you who know Ijebu very well, Ayekpe is on one side, Odogbolu is on the other side. Daddy, they built the hospital in the middle of the bush because the two townships were fighting. And the government said to settle the fight, they put the hospital in the middle. So Ayegbe will have to travel to the hospital. Odogbolu will have to travel to the hospital. And there was my auntie who I lived with. My people, I have to work. Daddy, anything red in the bush, I eat it. My people, maybe they should, my brother said they should make a movie of it. And anything red, I say it's ripe. The God be all the glory. But you know what happened one day? Like I shared with you, it came to my heart. I was returning from VI, going to Ilikweju, and I saw the map of the world spread under my feet. And because, you know, because of the scale of it, I was tiptoeing between one nation to the other. And God said, that's you. And the nearest I've seen an airplane is the one flying in the sky. You know what I did? I went straight to my pastor's house, Pastor Jibola. And I said, Pastor, this is what came to my heart. Do you know how many countries we can travel to with just that American passport now? Yeah. We've got the anchor. Lighthouse, if God said it, you see, maybe you are used to this side of me, so you can't match it together. But the truth is that not many of us were noble. We didn't have that nobility of... Oh, the first time I wore shoe to school, they put me in the one that will match on Children's Day. That's why they were forced to go and get me tennis. Because that's the model everybody's going to wear. White tennis. And immediately I finished washing it, they put it back in the box. Give God the hand clap. Until next year, if I'm in the league again. Then when I was almost like, this is going to waste, though, then it's okay, take. He said, but you see, it's out of these things. But you see, God can use all those things to becloud the enemy until the third day comes when the light shines out. Give God the hand clap. Oh, you think I could speak English? It's a miracle. Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, if you want to kill me that time, just say, let's speak in English. I will be dumb. Anyway, I hope these few things, you know, like when you are doing a debate, they will say, I hope these few points, because many, how many am I going to tell you for how many days, and I'm just picking like that. If you want to just kill my day, just tell me, let's speak in English. Oh my God. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. Look at verse 20, he said, but look at verse 27. He said, but God has chosen the foolish things, things that are easily despised, things that cannot be recognized, things that people will not look at until God shows them up. He said, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound those who claim to be wise. God has chosen the weak things. And that's your story, our story. You know, there's a uniqueness of God's hand in our lives that others cannot perceive now, but all you can do is tell them not to die yet. You've got the hand clap. Let's stand up on our feet. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. Look at verse 28. And the base things of the world, the things which are despised at God. You know, my people, anytime I go to that village where I grew up and I see the people that we went to school together, my people. In fact, one of the boys that lived together with my auntie, me and him were sleeping on the same mat. When I see him, I know he showed me mercy. Glory be to God. He said, which I despise as God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught. Things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And we have to stop here because it hasn't finished yet. I want to encourage you. Draw near to God. It's how you came, you know. When you see what you become, even you yourself, you doubt that this is you. And he will tell you, I'm not done yet. Because there are yet glory ahead. Let's lift up our hands and receive grace. Receive grace. Say, Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Because he said, come to me. He said, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? He said, incline your ear. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3. He said, incline your ear and come. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. And I will show you. You see? He said, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul will not die. You won't suffer anxiety more again. You won't suffer depression again. You won't suffer overwhelming or frustration again. You will live a life that is light. Hallelujah. 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 You will laugh at calamity. Hallelujah. You will ease that problem. Hallelujah. Because the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. I remember the day our son had that football accident. My God, his hand was to be totally gone. It was not working again. We went to see the orthopedic. We didn't even know that at that time. But in the night season, the Lord opened my eyes. Isaiah 54 verse 19 or 17. He said, I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children. My wife was asleep on that day. I tapped her. I said, D, Tenny will be fine. To God alone be all the glory. When that thing recovered, the orthopedic, we didn't know, they just patched it there. We didn't know. When he opened it, he too was surprised. The hand healed. Give her the hand clap. Because he said, no, I was there when they removed it. He said, no, this is a miracle. Because he thought that there is a nerve there that will not, something there that will not receive blood again. But when he opened it, he saw the blood flowing at the word of God. I want us to receive help from the Lord, comfort of the scripture. That you, through the comforts of the scripture, you may have hope. My dear family, don't look outside again. Don't look outside again. Look inward. He said, eat that your soul may live. So eat that your soul may live. Say, I will live and I will not die. I will live and I will not die. I will live and I will not die. To proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Lastly, if there is any area, any complication, request for the wisdom of God to come into it. He said, Lord, through your wisdom, cause me to escape. You know, you may be wrong. You may be wrong. Like I was wrong without my driver's license. Don't worry. Don't worry how you got here. All you need is how to get out of here. Hallelujah. Receive grace this morning. Say, Lord, bring me out. Bring me out. Lord, I look to you. And if you are in doubt of whether to go the God's way, I charge you. Any other way is a bad way. Receive grace this morning. Say, Lord, I follow on. He said, come after me. Yebo shanda lakaba. And if there is something that you are doing at the instance of God's word, don't leave it, oh, my people. Don't leave it. Don't say it's not working, no. At the end, he shall speak. Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, here we are. Bible says they looked to him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Over every matter, subject, situation, Daddy, as you lighten my face that day, when you asked me to go and look at that account, and my faces were not ashamed, Daddy, let the dawning of a new day bring new lights, new joy, new realities, new rejoicing, that we may run to give testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. That I will not exchange wisdom for foolishness. Because when anybody stops doing what God says and doing what people say, then he has exchanged wisdom for foolishness. That's what happened to Saul. He said, when the people were leaving, I moved myself to offer the sacrifice. And Samuel said to him, you have done foolishly. Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Father, please have mercy. Through your wisdom, may I guide your church. May I live a life that is well pleasing to you. That you alone may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. How many people have come be in service today? To God be all the glory. Like when you turn your car for service, they change the oil, they check the lube, they check everything. All the oils are topped up. And when you get on the road, there is less noise. How many people have experienced that? Hallelujah. There is less noise. There is less friction. The car is moving. And you use less energy. Give God a hand clap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Have a good day. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, all the days of our lives, I shall bless us, O Lord, forever and ever.